On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Another week in store. Lots of fabulous guests, including today's. We'll introduce her in one split second. But Mr. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. So we appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, TJ Akey is here. If you follow the happenings and the growth and changes at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, based out of Milton, but they got members all over the region, all over the state, and probably even some international members. She's president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to still call you the new president. How about that? Is that okay?
That's absolutely perfect.
How long as president now?
October 2017 is when I officially became president and CEO.
It's a year. Yeah. That is crazy. Okay, well, welcome aboard. And I just think the Central Pennsylvania Chamber is always worth talking about and raising up and talking about the membership, which is still growing, and some of the different benefits. I'm going to call it also in some ways a smaller, more agile chamber, more able to maybe kind of rise up and meet special needs. But you got a wide range of programs and things for memberships to enjoy. So welcome aboard. Describe the Central Pennsylvania Chamber, please.
Yeah, so the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce is sometimes, as you said, thought of as a smaller chamber. In reality, we are just on the verge of 500 members, which I probably will close in on before the end of this year. And when I started in 2011, we were just on the cusp of 280 members. So we are growing leaps and bounds. We take a very personal approach. I'm very proud to say that my entire team is very driven in regards to knowing our members individually, as well as their businesses. So we know everyone from their child to what their profession is and also what maybe their family is up to. We keep in touch and try to make sure that folks know that whether they have 200 employees, 2,000, or a sole proprietor, everyone gets the exact same hands-on treatment from our team.
And you mentioned team. I always see pictures of four individuals.
That would be correct.
I know Jeff.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So we actually have a dedicated volunteer who's been there well over probably 10 years. And at the front desk, James King, who has a very good forefront of the economy, the region as a whole, the history. So he's a great resource. But then we also have a membership and director for our membership and finance, Jessica Williams, who has been with us a short period of time, but has really really scaled up her abilities to learn our organization. And then Michael Porter came from Kentucky, and he's our education coordinator. And he has certainly put his touch on the last year into all of our educational programs, not only for business professionals, but for high school students as well. And as you mentioned, Jeff Schaefer has a media background. So after I became president, we kind of elevated his role to be more of a communications manager. That's his forte. And he does all of our publications. We have a YouTube channel. We're working on our IYB television to actually be on television in 2020 with two major carriers. So we do quite a bit. We do our own publications as far as a news magazine, a digital version. Try to really keep our members in the forefront of everyone that's out there in the region looking for those types of services.
Well, I see the IYB TV. I mean, he's forever talking about a new list of new members, and but also upcoming programs. You got some great seminars and training opportunities coming up. Describe the seminars and training that you do, and maybe one or two that are coming up so folks get an idea.
Absolutely. So our seminars and trainings are meant for businesses in general, but the public is welcome, and non-members are welcome also. But the seminars and trainings are geared for exactly what our businesses are looking for. We keep in touch with our business owners and ask what is coming up, what are some difficulties that maybe you don't have an HR department. The big thing coming up now is the overtime change and the rule changes and how that's going to impact a lot of our not-for-profits as far as us is concerned, and a lot of businesses also. There's a lot of misconceptions. A lot of folks are strained and they're trying to do four or five different duties and they don't have time. So all of our seminars and trainings are very, impromptu, but very quick. We bring in someone so that you're there for an hour or two and you get all the information you need. You don't have to travel real far. They're typically $5 to $10, if any charge at all.
And they're in your boardroom.
And they're
typically
Right in our office. We actually have a training room. that we unveiled about a year and a half ago, the Smith Training Center, which is a beautiful training facility that a lot of our facility trainings will happen at. But we encourage folks, you know, if there are certain things that they need to learn or talk about, like QuickBooks, for example, is a big opportunity, a lot of changes in QuickBooks online. And we bring in an expert, and you can sit down one-on-one or with a group of, you know, maybe 30 of your peers and do these different trainings and get the information or send your employees as well.
All right. You have one coming up for people how to use their smartphones in business and tablets too. But I think that's fabulously important. I have a smartphone and I can do just about everything on it because they've shown me out front. You know, that thing can, as we say around here, our smartphones talk by themselves because they have all kinds of alarms and things on them that can tell us good things. But that's one that you have coming up, and another one, that overtime rule change. Now, are those overtime rule changes, they're in effect? The governor is considering delaying them, but he has not done so.
Yeah, he has not, and okay. We want to make sure folks are ready. A few, I'd say, I lose track of time, but probably maybe a year or so ago when it was talk then, we brought in some individuals to do training, and we had to add an extra training, so there's probably about 60 business owners, you know, from large business to not-for-profits who were really concerned and wanted to be able to ask legal advice without having to spend that time and money. And it worked extremely well. So that's why we decided we should make sure that we have this occur again so that our members are prepared and ready.
Now, in terms of your footprint, you make sure that you are serving in and around the Lewisburg, Milton, or I'm going to say Sunbury region, but that's not really your geographic territory. You're not bound by that, per
se. Chambers are not franchises, so they're not-for-profit organizations, and they can cover anywhere. Any individual, business owner, not-for-profit, profit can join any organization that they shall choose. And we cover the five surrounding counties primarily, but we have members in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton. We have members that are in Ohio, members in Florida, a few members in Canada. If there are services that we offer, you don't necessarily have to be physically here in our region for us to assist you. Something we do that's very unique as well, we encourage folks to belong to many like organizations. So if you belong to another similar organization, you can join our organization at a discounted rate of just $129 for 12 months of service, because we want to make sure we see the significance of what every organization offers, and we don't want you to have to just choose one over another if you need all those services.
So if you're part of the state's business and commerce group, or I know there's a big regional chamber up in the Wilkes-Barre area, the name escapes me, but in any event, there are some big footprint chambers.
Yeah, and if you're a member of a downtown organization, any local chamber, if you're a member of the SBDC programs, whether it's Bucknell or any other organizations, any of those types of organizations will honor a discount for you as well.
Now, if a company wants to move here and or grow, this is your specialty, talking about available land, available buildings, Keystone Opportunity Zones. Tell us about all that.
Yeah, so most organizations like ours, Chambers of Commerce, their main priority, in my opinion, is to help their region grow, and that is economic development. Sometimes we get lost in events or, you know, social events and things like that. Everything that I try to make sure our strategic plan includes is helping the region grow and also the bottom line of every business. And so what we did with the KOZ opportunity was, for the first time in our existence since 1905, we worked diligently to obtain status for folks that did not even have properties that were involved with the chamber. The chamber has its own economic development arm that owned properties, and in the decades past, we only pursued KOZ opportunities for our own property. This was the first time in our history that we did it for other property owners as well. It was a very tedious project. It was my very first project out of the gate. That was the one selling point that when I was hired and chosen over 58 applicants, they felt that I lacked economic development experience. So it's ironic that now that's my shining star so far in my portfolio of what I've done. But it took us about 12 months of consistent work, and we were able to get a KOZ status, which is tax abatement, if you will, and a lot of other perks for over 186 acres. And it consisted of 10 parcels, which was represented by five property owners, four of which were not at all tied to our organization. They were individual property owners.
Okay, so that's a big accomplishment. Well, good for you. That always helps in economic development. And on our talk show each week, KOZs come up. So not everybody loves them as much as new businesses do, but they definitely are. They definitely work. There's no argument that they help bring in new companies.
Yeah, and actually, it's not just new businesses. One of the businesses actually that took up and purchased a site that was designated KOZ significantly because it was going to move to Connecticut. They're a very long time existing thriving business in Union County who outgrown their current footprint, and they were going to move out of state, and we worked with them just continuously and strategically. And on September 30th at 5:08 p.m., they signed the deed to buy one of the most beautiful sites on my KOZ listing that we pursued, and they will be moving there in the spring.
Is that Custom Containers Solutions?
So, it's not just new businesses. Sometimes that's what folks think, but this facility was a gorgeous turnkey-ready facility that had been vacant over 10 years, and the owner had no desire to really pursue selling it. They were okay with it being vacant. As a participant in the industrial park in Milton, we did not like to see that site open. We needed to have something there, and it was the perfect fit. So it's very exciting.
Okay, and you are located out on Lawton Lane, which is in the Montandon area, not too far from the blinking light. The State Police Barracks and CSIU are your neighbors out there. So if folks know where that is, the Milton Industrial Park is out in there. We have to take a break here, but you recently sold the last of the available land that you did own?
Yeah, correct. So our economic development arm, MEDA, had been owning land since the 1960s, and a few pieces of the land had some endangered species and some other issues that were a little trying. So we've been holding on to that land since the 60s, which was a liability, and of course, you know, it taxes and all the things you have to pay. And we were very fortunate that just about two and a half weeks ago, we signed the deed and sold those last two parcels. So now we currently are out of the land industry, if you will, and looking for other opportunities, of which we'll start here in the next few weeks.
And Toad's going to be okay. I'm not sure we were ever as worried as the world was, but the Toad's going to be okay.
I do believe that the Toads are on the rebound.
All right, super. Thank you so much. We are right in the middle of our conversation with TJ Akey, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber, on the big year they had in 2019. We're going to look ahead to some plans in 2020. We're going to talk about Rotabelt and their lending program, the Chamber's lending program, and some job tours that they do where you can go out and see some workplaces around here. So we're going to talk about that shortly here on WDKOK.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We are halfway through our interview with TJ Akey, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. When we last spoke, we talked about the last four parcels of the MEDA land, Milton Area Industrial Development Authority. So the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce no longer a property owner other than maybe your own building?
Yeah, we actually own the site that we are currently residing on, but we do not have any inventory currently of land to sell, but that's not to say that we won't in the near future. Our organization, like you said, MEDA, Milton Area Industrial Association, is working to find some new ways to do investments and things like that and to cultivate new opportunities in the region. So it seems like sometimes land isn't the thing anymore that you need. So we're working on other opportunities very much in the new year. Meetings were already set to work with some other folks that we can maybe help develop.
Well, and I know that sometimes you work on just growing the existing companies around here. You know, if all 500 of your members hire one individual, those 500 new jobs. So that's, different than locating a big new company here. You do a lending program at the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. That's a little bit unusual, a chamber that does that.
Yeah, so years ago, we had lending programs that were very historic, and they were meant more for, say, a doctor needed to be residing in Milton, so we would develop somebody somebody and we would pay for them to go to medical school, and they would have to stay for so long in the community to pay back. And that's been on the books for years, and it doesn't make sense anymore. So it took us about 2 years as a couple different committees worked diligently on figuring out what is needed. And through the communications with a lot of our financial members, it has been come to be brought to our knowledge that a lot of business owners, whether they're new, starting out, or maybe they are a current owner and trying to expand or develop their facilities, need some new equipment, that they might not have enough assets to secure a lending program. So they go to their bank, and the bank is really, really fond of this project and feels it's a good investment, but the individual doesn't have enough assets. So, for instance, we used to kind of tease that maybe a grandma would, you know, give the grandson a little extra to make up for the difference to secure the loan, while the chamber is going to be considered that grandparent. We're going to help those businesses who... We made sure that all of our financial providers are aware of this program, so that's in their toolbox. So if you're a financial officer of the lending program with any of our regional credit unions, banks, investment securities, that if somebody comes in to borrow money and they don't have enough assets, you can use this tool and give us a call, and we will be the one to back that loan, if you will. We're going to start small, of course, as it is, you know, a brand new program. So we put up $125,000, and we don't want to put all of that into one project, and you know, then some folks might miss out. So we're going to divide it up between five folks currently, $25,000 assets for each of those to be pledged on their behalf. And then as that grows, it'll just continue. Hopefully, we've already had some interest. Some of our lenders have already contacted us with folks that they had come in that did not have enough assets and needed something pledged in their behalf. So I think it's going to be a little slow to take off for folks to understand, but I believe once it does, and it's very minimal to nominal interest. So it's just a matter of trying to help them secure the loan. Most organizations who lend money lend the money themselves. And you're kind of cutting out the financial organizations in the region by lending the money yourself. So we're letting them be the financial primary lender. They're the ones that, you know, vet the lending and see if it's a good opportunity or not. So we're banking on them to make those decisions, and we're just there to support.
Interesting. Well, and the $25,000 then could become an asset. So that would increase you're going to sort of leverage it to, you know, sort of increase your financial footprint so you can get more funding. So that's one of the things your chamber does. Another thing is you go out and visit various businesses. You said off mic, you'd been to the Milton Area Sewer Authority three times. If folks aren't familiar with that, it's a billion-dollar plant, but cogen and generating electricity off the grid is just a super, it's a world-class operation. Folks literally come from around the world to see that. But you do inside job tours.
Yeah, so early in October of 2017, I had thought that we should try to figure out a way to visit our businesses and gain appreciation for what goes on behind the scenes. Initially started as manufacturing, because a lot of times manufacturing businesses don't get the attention they deserve. And now it's grown into any one of our businesses that wants to give us the opportunity to come visit. Last year, I believe it was, we visited North Central Site Services, which is another eye-opening experience if you visit a site like that and see all the things they make in-house. Gilson Boards was a fascinating tour. And as I had said off mic, a lot of connections happen at those tours that folks don't even realize are going to happen. Folks go for all their various own reasons, but while they're there, they learn and make connections. And for instance, at Gilson Boards, there was an issue with needing some corrugated cardboard to package their items because they ship most of their items internationally. And there was an individual there from the UPS store who had all of that. So that connection was made instantly. And that was just one of many that particular morning that was made.
Mrs. UPS store, her name is
Allison Hall.
Thank you. Yeah, I just met her the other day. She's just a fabulous community leader. So, yeah, I have to have more contact with her. RTB implemented. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so RTB is raising the board, and this was something we've worked on probably about 4 years, and it's successfully off the ground now for a year, and the program has graduated 27 students to date. And what that is, Mark, is we have found as a not-for-profit. We, of course, are run by a board. And organizations that are run by a board, sometimes individuals on the board maybe are not comfortable enough to speak. We have had folks on our board who maybe don't say anything for the first two meetings, and you ask them why, and they think, well, I don't know enough, or I'm not comfortable. And we want to make sure that all organizations have a board that is ready to serve and is knowledgeable. We also find it very upsetting when I read the paper that an organization is, for lack of better terms, taken across. You know, maybe somebody's been skimming off the top and, you know, they've been brought to their knees because of that. And that all goes back to the board, because they should be diligent in looking at the financials. And a lot of times if folks don't know how to do that, they don't feel comfortable enough to raise their hand and say, I don't. So this particular class is four sessions. We bring together organizations, you know, from not-for-profits across the board, and or folks who want to be on a board at some point. But we try to make sure that they learn how to practice, act, apply, and connect. And each segment has something different that they learn about. But they all bring their own questions and experiences, and a lot of it's organic, but we bring in experts. We call them SMEs, subject matter experts, that come in and have a program. It's all, you know, copyrighted, and they can take that with them when they go out. But we just felt it was our opportunity and our duty to try to teach board directors and upcoming board directors to make sure that they are doing a really good job, and, you know, they have all intentions of successfully serving an organization, but do they have the right tools and knowledge and experience to do that as well?
Yeah, I don't get the financials. I never have, and I feel terrible. I've been lucky. I've been on a few volunteer boards, but none where they ever ran into any dilemmas or anything. But I thought, you know, I feel bad for people, like maybe a sewer authority or something, where you, or a fire company, where you see somebody took some money. How in the heck would you know? You know, if you don't get it and you don't go through those
exactly.
financials.
So. Yeah, and so we have some great accountants who help you look for those red flags.
So there'll be a 2020 session of
absolutely. RTV? We okay. do multiple sessions throughout the year. We do morning sessions, evening sessions, you know, weekdays, weekends. We try to make sure that there's an opportunity for everybody to get to those particular sessions.
CentralPAChamber.com if folks are looking how to get involved in that. Well, believe it or don't, we have a minute left. Hate to say it, but you're going to have to summarize. You know, so much we haven't said about the Central Pennsylvania Chamber. You're doing a lot of things, but a big regional footprint, trying to make a big difference business-wise.
Right? Yeah, I would just like to make sure that, you know, all of our members, we all work together. It comes full circle. That nothing makes us more proud than when we have someone need service and we can refer them to another member who offers that service. And in 2020, we're going to be celebrating our 115th anniversary as an organization. And May 19th, so look for a lot of different things coming out to highlight and make some significance of what all has happened from all the folks who've been with our organization over that 115 years.
So May 19th is the anniversary?
Itself. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2020, 115 years. That's a long time for a nonprofit organization. Started out in Milton, but now is trying to super serve a broad region. TJ, thank you so much.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to reaching out to you and other folks in the future.
Well, certainly before the annual meeting, which is in February, correct?
Correct,
we'll
February 27th.
We'll make a little pitch for folks to attend that, and then we'll be ready to say congrats officially for the 115th anniversary of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, centralpachamber.com. TJ Akey, President and CEO. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.